What's the case? Can't get to our calls. That's what it says. Right? Watch this. I'm quoting you directly. In Yesh Namachuke Eze Be'ir. Can you read it? Can I make it bigger? Can you read it? I'll make it bigger. I'll make it bigger. אם יש לו חוקי עזר בעיר שנסקבלו כמינג מדינה לטובס התושבים אם אפשר לפסוק בבזן טוב ואם אפשר לסגבל בבזן יש מקום לפנוס לעיר להסנאיק ומינג המקום המקובל ובדרך כלל אין העירייה the municipality פוסקים ממש אלא קופים לקיים מינג המדינה וכל זה אם נראה שהמינג זה כבר נסקבל על דעס כולם ואין על פי התורה טעם שלא לפסוקים. Oh, in other words, the government, the municipality gave a certain approval to build. And he says, no. You should go first to Bezin, and then if one, he won't go to Das Torah, then what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to go to the area. It's not called our calls. You have no alternative in such kind of situations. Now, of course, in Bnei Brak, that's a different story. So, he's not sure about Bnei Brak. Might be different. Adka. So, therefore, what does it say? That you're allowed to go to a... You're allowed to go to like a zoning board. I wrote the zoning board. The zoning board is established for the betterment of the people in the living there. And you can ask the zoning board to stop a certain building. You can't abandon the Bezdin, can't stop it. Sure, Bezdin first, you can. But if the Bezdin can't do anything, you let it go.
What would
the Bezdin be different? If the neighbor has a firm, maybe the Bezdin would do a better job. I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. Now I want to share a great line by Rabbi Sternbuch. We had it last time. Shuvus van Hagas. I love this line. This is going to be the next sheet about this primarily, but I can't resist showing this now because of a certain phrase that he used. Watch this. Someone took me to secular court. Yes, I lost. I wanted the Torah. So the Ramah says the whole story. Watch this. Watch. You know why? He's gambling. He's he gambled he could win in secular court. Hold on. He didn't protest. Achshav Toen she medine Akam goes them also lechem kori also achshav medine Yisrael. Yeah. I don't know. That's a pashut. No. Kanch lo hu kori larkos elirak lo micha v'holach sham betikva shegam sham yinatzeach. Abu kemen she besof hivsid the Toen she gezel he biyad azoch and rosh lemon ederech bezdin mistabra like this. Im atoveya miposhe Yisrael, if not true, vanit boya sover shevadai lo yishmalo lodom bebezin she Yisrael, avshe roi lechabed bezin lehaskech the pachos pamachas shemuchal lechas lebezin lo chavlo verachi nirad lo katzinale should be got a shogim. Al matoveya shem shabbos lo koros ladin Yisrael, the defendant nira again havi came besachik bekuvia. Vehiskim liarkos betikma sheyinatzeach. Rabosai, you get one bite at the apple. You chose to be judged, not with your initiative. He called you with the secular court. You should have run to Bezdin, tried to get out of secular court to Bezdin. You didn't do that. So you were taking your chances. Gamble. That's it. Gavarnu. Machlus chusa. No gezel. That's it. That's what he says. I think he's completely correct. So our bezin paskins. We tell everybody. We'll see in Rabbi Feit's article. If you're called into secular court, the first thing you should do, come to the bezin. Send him a summons to get out of secular court. Because if you get involved in the secular proceeding, as if you're sort of, you know, you're taking your chances. You know, you can't have two bites at the apple. It's called forum shop. Even though you didn't, it's not your fault, you didn't initiate it. It doesn't matter. Oh. Okay. Now. I want to show you something very, very important. And those who want to look it up here, it's page Tuf Sadi Beis. Can people accept upon themselves the laws of a secular government? Not Chas V'Shalom to go to a secular court. Bezdin. Go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will rule based on the laws of New York State. Can you or can you not?
As in going against halacha, in order to if they just make a ruling and it happens to be that it's the same rule law as New York State.
I want to say to you one thing. Against halacha is a hard term to define because whatever is different than halacha in a certain sense is against halacha. So it starts. Yeah, is that Rav Shulchan Aruch? Simen Chavav. Let's please open it up. Simen Chavav. Simen Chavav. Sif Gimel. Have a look inside, please. Hamakabel Olav Bekinyan. Bidon Im Chaveiro Lifnei Akum. Ah, in front of Goyim. Ain't a clue. That's nothing. You know what? Not everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, but everyone has a tour. The one that I gave you. Take out your tours, please. Everyone has a tour. Pull it out, please. This is found here as well, I think. Where is this? One second. Yes. Tur. It's Kosa Balachumas. Page Kuf Pei Zayin. Ever look inside Kuf Pei Zayin? I look it up in the Balachumas. It says it there. Lo veshechiv atzmo bekinyan. Bekach bekach. Lelech ima malva ledin b'dayone goyim. Nesh schus lemalva bekach sheyochol lezakos b'dineyem. Velo b'dine yisro. Ein alo veyochol lachzabo. Shane Mo Lachar Kinyan Klum. What's going on? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable statement. You go to a Goyish court if you're Makabel Kinyan? Huh? Or is that Kimakabel? Next page, Kupeches. All of Eidus Goyim Bekinyan Shane Yochel Lachzabo. Skip the rest. That's just from the Torah itself. Abu Uzman Shane Yochel. The sixth line now, Kupeches. Shiyachol lechofol b'dinei Yisrael, k'mo b'dinei goyim, osla v'ya b'dinei goyim, v'kinyin e'enu klum, shein l'kinyin v'arm. So number one is kinyin v'arm. Never works. Never works. And two reasons why it wouldn't work. So the only time it's going to work, according to the Balat Shumas, is if there's no bezin around. If there is a bezin, it's not going to work. Let's take a look over here. And this back on the reading Shulchan Aruch. Hamakabel olav b'kinyan idonim chaver b'fnei akum eno klum. Also, the idonim b'fneiim. Hamkibel olav. The rest not are in here right now. Okay, that doesn't work at all. Fine. Says Isma. He quotes the tour. The tour says that whatever is written inside doesn't mean make any difference. But if you write explicitly, If yesh l'mal v'skus, I mean from the smach, yudav. B'zeh ein b'yad b'yad ha'koch l'achzebo, ta'kinyin chal al nechosav, sh'nishtab lo al osa skus, sh'kib lo al lodu l'fnei dayone akum. What? Go to Goyish HaKot? That's crazy. Crazy. So you may have seen in the Maram HaKombas, I hope you did. I asked you to see the Tumim. That's open to the Tumim. Farshim Meshulchan Aruch.
Oh. Easier,
I mean,
easier if you go back. There's no
tool.
You can get it from the Shulchan
Aruch. It
says
second.
Here?
Yeah, and you go through the link.
Down here?
No.
I mean, you could do
Urim Vitum,
it's the second one.
Urim Vitum. There it is, Urim Vitum. Thank you so much. Shoo! I know we saw before, we want the Tumim. Room is short, Tumim is long. Here's what's the Yonim, you want Simon Chavav, Sivkot and Dalet. Is it on the Marmar Cards? Very important. I think it's critical. Because of a Sma. Alright? If, even though you wrote Tshuva Sarosh, is that a correct quotation? Afal pisha kosel b'shtar shalom medine elmos olam lo kiven shalo yeshvias b'sham toso. We saw this, if you recall, yesterday. The Torah said, open your Beis Yosef, please. I want to show it to you again. Again, it's in the same page, page Kuf Peches, the last narrow line in the Beis Yosef. What does it say? Afal pisha lo nizke b'tshuvas elo she'ein b'chlal zesh lo yisham b'shvi. Me'meil l'mashma. That the Torah made it up, extrapolated. Is it b'tefila? It's not correct. Is it another tshuva, which the Beis Yosef apparently did not see? I'll show you what that tshuva in due time. Okay, I'm trying to beat the clock here. Where are we? Okay. So what do they mean by saying Golem was Olam? Yeah, it means Alam is too strong. You can't beat him. Okay, then that's how we interpret the piece of paper. Because the referish of the sky of Lodna Pi Akopon of the Fneam, Yeshua Skus Yosef Bidinem Bidinenu, the Kenel Havikin Yadvar, Moda Harosh the Balatrumis, the Yachal Lodna Mifne Akum. Says a Sma. Ain't any Maven, I don't understand. Cave in the Moda, the Tanilo Mahani, the Havimasa, the Dava de Retora, a Yellow Kenyan. You can't make it, it's ridiculous. Against the Gemara, it doesn't work. He thinks the Sma is completely, totally wrong. But he has a good Dibg Rosh. The Torah HaRosh B'cholat Shuvas L'Yashev Loshen V'lo Mashlo Kiva L'Kach V'mash V'yim Nisgava L'Kach V'hedya V'yev Shal L'Farosh Loshen V'signal N'Achei Avitnai. Yeah, in Blitruma. It's a Lava Dibg Torah. You can't do it. You can't go to the second of the court. Even if it's Masvish name, how's it can you work? It's an Isa. Watch this. Oh. After Neymahu Dahoda Docha Karosh Atzmohainim, the Lule came. If you really meant it, Hoyachiv ala Bezn Shal Yisro Lifsog Lol Kapis Chushal Dineyem, Zehavet Tanai Momen, Velo Iser, Velo Siak Hashem Avod Azara. Oh, that's what I would have thought. And therefore the Rosh says he didn't mean that. Can act with Dina Yisrael, ain't no schus there. Yeah. Even if that's what meant, but the Balatruma says it the other way around. Tzorach Loma. This is such an important thing. I think it's the most important of all things right now. Look at the top line. The Vadai im Hisno came Bishar Shanofal Beneim Divrei Rivim. Right now we're starting a fight. Right now we're going to decide. We're going to go to secular court or secular law. Pshita d'lo mahani t'nai v'kinyin b'davar din Torah. Can't do that. Can't. Because you're showing now that you decided at this late stage, if you're going through an adversarial proceeding, you want the secular law to apply. It's a chil Hashem. Watch this. Rakhu kosav kein mitchila be'ez k'sivas hashtar Bekidin Suda Lodin. Not now in this article. When you first got involved with the original contract. In Kelo Hoysa Kavanosa Liaka Shema Vodazara, Raksha Baldin Yasalo Birotzon, Litzorach Dina Klal, Fiadin Vanimus Umasola. We're not going to court. Why go into a deal with you? We're going to court? We're good friends. We just say we want that the law of New York should apply. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
And who rules on that?
Bezdin, of course. Only Bezdin. Bezdin. Derech Moshe. He gives a beautiful Moshe. Shem Yavra Shviz Afal Pi Kein Yifalo B'dini Umas Olam. That's exactly what we do. Both say, you learn Sugis. Makis of Gimel and Bela Metzir. I lend you money. It's very current. We have the last week of the Shemitah. Amanat Shelo Tashmiteini B'Shviz. That is a perfectly valid condition. But it's found the goy. Goy don't know about Shviz. So you found Goy Shalom. Doesn't matter. You lend them something. You make a deal. If it's stolen, you pay. Even though in Jewish law, Shomachinim, it's part of the big neighbor. No problem. You won't do it. Kevin the Me'adin is Chaya Bekach, Rak Bezim Shri Yisrael and Poskim. If the Bezim won't Paskin, so it's a Gavra Alma, you have no choice but to go to court. Right? But it's not tonight going against the Torah. You want that the guy should very willingly, without a dirty rav. And by the way, if it was recorded in paper, the presumption is the Bezin Shay Yisrael will make him pay if the item was stolen, even though it's a Shamachina. In this case, it wasn't written, so he had no choice but to go to secular court. Zebekov is a shock. Achakach Meshikfar Hizkal Hamariva Beinayim, Zebekov is Zebekov. Misratu Afil Mekinyan Shiadun Beinayim Goyim, Lo Miked the basic Sivis Ashtar, Pshitul Hashem, Zebekov Safti, Atanai Mekinyan Hechlet Lava, the Vitor, Ubotlo Mikol, Fahoyal Osea Klaal Klaal. This is Emes Lamita. Emes Lamita, the Heilige Tumim. That's why, in my opinion, this came up. We have a prenup. You know about a prenup. So we saw with the prenup, there were certain women who wouldn't want to sign it. Wouldn't want to be signed.
Women?
To protect the woman, right? No. Why? Because they figure like this. If it's going to be chashon via divorce, if I go to secular court, I'll get more money. I go to Bezdin, I'll get less money. There's some truth to that in some cases. So in order to entice all the women to sign, we discuss the question, can we put into the prenup an option that if Chalila is a breaker of the marriage, that Bezdin, only Bezdin of America, our Bezdin, will decide the financials between them, taking into account secular law. And the two basic second laws in America about breakups of marriage. One is New York State and many others. It's called equitable distribution. This is fair. How are they so much fair? And in California, more avant-garde, community property. 50-50. Don't bother me, 50-50 on word by word. 50-50. So we thought, based on the Tumim, have the gabbah. You can write that if Khalil is a breakup, and say the New York couple, so it should be judged by equitable distribution as per New York law. Or in California law, community property. There were those who said you can't do it. And I think the Tumim says we'll see soon. So it's a pshara, our form that makes no reference to New York state law or the California law. Two options are referencing a uniform commercial code or something like that, which is a law in no state. Just a sort of a generic kind of laws to refer to equitable distribution and community property respectively from generic books which are not the law in any state of the union. That's what we did to somewhat mollify somewhat the critics. Some don't like it anyway, but I hold this more than even New York law. Mamish brings the tumim because we're doing it. What do you mean? We love each other, we're getting married, and we expect that in case Chas v'Shalom the marriage breaks up, you know, we'll have an amicable divorce, and we'll do it this way. We don't even need a judge. It's 50-50. We'll just divide it up. We'll look at the bank account. You got it? Yeah.
But the Rashash of the Tumim is that if you have two Bali Din after the fight starts, they can't agree to go to Bezdin and use it out.
Correct. I agree. I'm the biggest makele. I agree with the tumim. I'm a whole Rabbi Yonah said Eibshus. I'm a tumim here. I agree. But all the cases where I allow it, it was in the original contract. It was a case, Rabbi Osai, where our Bezdin was written in the contract to follow the laws of the state of Ohio. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Reese was involved in this case. And he said, look, they said it from the beginning. Another Dayan was infuriated. He thought that's against all the halachas. And he refused to go on the psak, and he never sat on a Bezdin again. He thought he was going against the halacha by allowing a secular law to apply to the case of the dog.
What did he say to this tumor?
I don't know. I wasn't involved. Had I sat there and showed the tumor? I wasn't there. Hold on, one second. I hold the tumor because I'm 100% right. I'm a tumor. Let me go a little bit further than that. It's important that we continue this conversation and see where it takes us. Listen very carefully. Does anybody disagree? Perhaps. You have a Shulchan Aruch? Look in the Taz. Look in the Taz and Simcha Vav. He may disagree. Not sure. This Taz was on the Mar Makomos, if I'm not mistaken. Guys, have you finished the Mar Makomos? Is anyone close? Next question. Do you want to have any shiur on Rosh Hashanah? Only one more day. Yeah, then take a vote. Do you want tomorrow shiur of Sanhedrin? Or on the Yom Tov? Who votes for what? Nah, Prisbul. Everyone knows our Prisbul already. You mentioned Prisbul now. Who wants Sanhedrin? Okay. Does everyone accept that?
Sure.
He wants us to be able to do Sanhedrin and Yom Tov by talking about Kiddush HaKodesh Ibra Hashanah. You want to do that? Okay, we'll do it.
What will happen?
It'll be related. Be more theoretical than anything else. I was really going practical, but I can talk theoretics too. Tomorrow she will be bring a Gemara Sanhedrin and bring a
like a
everyone bring a Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. That'll be the topic. That's where it's found. And the Rambam and Hilchus Kiddush HaKodesh.
We're
not no math. Okay, is that what everyone wants? I'm open. Is that what people want? Yeah, okay, we'll do that. I believe in a certain measure of democracy. So after Yontif, we are saying Shia next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. I don't know what's going on with these, what kind of thons going on. We're having regular Shia straight through the week, and we'll start off talking about Sanhedrin. The last Shia, Monday, Yom HaTorathon. If you want Yom Kippur to give a shiur, I'll do that too. I was willing to give one shiur on the upcoming Yom, at least one. So I won't do one. You'll pick a topic for me next Sunday. You'll tell me what to do on Monday. We'll have again, I give it to the next one. Let's one Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin and Yom Kippur is a little bit harder, but maybe we'll come up with something. Okay. Let's see what happens tomorrow. But I asked you to Taz. That's right. Taz? Siv Gimel. Whoa. Ever look inside, please? The Taz Simcha Vav. I asked you to see it. The Od Nirali. I gotta not find it now. Where's the Od Nirali? Help. Where's the Od Nirali? The Od Nirali. No. The old. Oh, yeah, I found it. It's right before it says Ayin Shum She'ain Bez and Motziyan in big letters, bold letters. Two lines before. The Yod Nirali. Tafilu Em Rotze Ze She Dunalo Yisrael but also Schus She'esh Abedini Akum Ain Shomalo Tavim Mas Tamashakosa Betoro Takosa Varosh Betshuva She'kan She'ain Akavona Shlo Yishamit Shukenegat in Torah Mashma She'gam Bezdin Yisrael lo yaduna lo bazeh b'din akum came near it. So pelad gataz, he got it backwards. The tumim is right. The rush that wasn't his intention, but if there were his intention, then he'd be able to do it. Now, could be that's the tumim's distinction. That maybe the taz only means to prohibit it in the case where he wakes up at the last minute and says do dinei agoyim. But if he did it from the beginning, maybe the taz would agree that it would be good. I can't say for sure. Mosai, I'm here to be Megalah Sod. I told you that the Beis Yosef says that the two made it up out of thin air. Extrapolation. It's not correct, in my opinion. It's hard for me to say such a word by the Heilige Beis Yosef. But I found it. Someone showed it to me. I can't find anything. Someone or other showed me where to find it. Let's go. Where are we? Chuvis. Where the Chuvis?
We're currently looking at Chuvis.
Chuvis Rishonim. Rush. Here we go. Chuvis or Rush. Watch this. Look what it says over here. Look what it says. Klal Ayin Zayin. You saw the Beis Yosef quote. Yudches is that the Ayin Zayin Dalet. Look what's going to say. It's going to be an unbelievable thing. Beis Yosef apparently did not see this one. Look what it says. It's Beferish. Watch this. Here in Cordova, Spain, they collect after Shemitah. How can it be? What does it say? You can collect the money, b'chol tzad, shibuchal bein b'dvarim ha'dosim, religious, b'dvarim she'ein dosim, not religious. Maybe they rely upon it as if it said, amenaz shalo tashmitenu shiz. What's halach? Watch this. Here. This is the one at the Torah quote of the Simchas Son of Zion. That's how I found it. I must have looked the other side. Shatamati al Zemiyom Bosi the Eretz Hazos Savachti Kikruchim. We saw this. We saw it in the Torah. Now we're seeing in the original. His father's tshuva. But like no one listens to me. For Nogu came Eretz Hazos. You can't change the minute. Marati minute kazet against the very Torah. You can't follow it. Amuli. No, it says it in the document. Dictakti Mishtara say, and I looked carefully. I didn't see anything there. What did it say? It said, Amenah Shalo Tashmitenu Shvius doesn't work. Has the Amenah Shalo Tashmitenu Bishvius? So you need clear Lashonis. I didn't find nothing in that dish. It says, Dosim Lo Dosim? No. If you mean to collect it illegally, Master Lama, Master Chosim Batorah doesn't work. Efshesh Shesamchu Betchil Al Zeh. She wrote Simloma. This statement means Sheyesh Bechlal Tanai Zeh Amanash Zol Tashmitenu Bishvis. So it's Dovah Shemama Tano Kai. That's Eno Dosi. She Master Sheyig Vechova But Dovah Sheyeno Das. She Ova Love Shvis. Dovah Tano Kai. Now she Ein Lib. Here's the words that we saw that were quoted. Ein Lib Maskim Yavu Dovah Zeh. Kevan She Ein. Look carefully, please. Kevin she'ein mefurish shelo tashmitana b'shvius. Doesn't say it. That's exactly the words that the Torah said. And the Beis Yosef said it's coming from nowhere. It's coming from here. So miyom bo'i l'kan eini don lo shesham b'shvius. Kam eini sosu ben hoga. And the manichem al mindu ben hoga. Period. At kan stop. This is exactly what the Torah... Look at the Torah. Look. We open the Torah. Right over here. Page kuf pe ches. Look what it says. Avadoni Avi Rosh Kosher B'Ksuba Afal Pi Shedekosim B'Shtar Lodom B'Dinei Yehumas Ein B'Chlau Zeh Shalei Shaman She'en Kavona B'Zeh Elashim Hu Alam Flotzayas Dina She'i Kabel Al Atzok She'i Chub B'Dinei Yehumas. So he's in the side. It doesn't say Shemitah. You're right. B'Chlau Zeh. It's here. It's Shuvah Ayin Zayin. You see what I'm saying? Beferish in the Rosh. Beferish black on white. That's what it says. Black on white. What do you see from this rush? The Tumim is right. The reason why the rush will not apply Dinei Akum, because you didn't say so. You didn't. But if you would have said so explicitly, then it, presumably it would have worked. Now, the problem is going to be what with this rush. And I wanted to discuss it at length today. I'll give you a kitza, and now we're going to end up waiting till Tavshin Ayin Vav to get to the bottom of it. But you. I need you. If you can help me out, I'd rather you tell me than I should tell you. I want you to tell me. Let's read Rav Osai, the major problem against everything I've said until now. I'm confessing it's a major problem, and if maybe the Talmid or Shalita can figure out the way out. I only have another 7 minutes to tell you my piece, and then I put it in your hands until next year. Okay, because it's tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. Because of the Rashi's, Kuf Pei Tes, the Beis Yosef, the last narrow line. Shenisha al Echa Shemesa Bito, daughter died. Toves Chasano, he sued his son-in-law, former son-in-law, Balkol Sagoyim. She yags a little call in the dunyan, give back all the dowry. Betana she'afa fi she'bidinei Yisrael v'al yorashis ishto. Heim en she'akol yodim she'em holka bidinei ha'goyim. Ve'kol anosa isha shom kilu hisna kenk. If you made a condition, that goes back to the shver. Suma samag zayin. What's his paradigm? Gam le'di arviya isha gove pruna mehen. Normally, you can only collect from ground, from real estate. But in Arabia, you collect from camels. The real estate is worthless. It's sand. The camels is worthless. Heshit. Kol dove shebemama tuno kai. Says in Yerushalmi, shemastin kvich ein ze. Avo lino kain. Watch this. Listen very carefully. So tonight you can make. But the lino kain means to conduct yourself that way. The MS nearly the awesome. He should mechake as a goyim. It's copying the goyim. The Zer Shesira Torah, the Pneim, Lo the Pnei Goyim. Slow. Who's deciding here? Court or Bezin?
Sorry?
Was it tonight in this case? No,
it
was not tonight at all. No, but I want to know who's deciding the case? Oh, took him down Kol Shagoyim. Of course, that's not allowed. Sure, it's not allowed. Well, hold on. Afal Pisha Shneim Rotsim Bekach. Udava Shabimavim. Shlomi Nicha Torah Esa'am. Shu Nachlolo Avertzonim. She Yaku Chukos Shagoyim Vidineim. Velo, Kof Gimel. Od Ella. Afilu Lamo Lefneim Lodin. Afilu Bedava Shadineim Vidine Yisrael. Even that's not allowed. Get an impression from the Rashba. Worse than going to secular court, worse is adopting secular law. That's what it sounds like. Even going to a secular court where they're going to... That's what it sounds like. Although maybe, no. It means secular court with different law is not allowed, and even secular law with all... secular court without law is not allowed. That's it's not exactly sure which way to read that. You follow what I'm saying? Because it was before it was secular court, secular law. That's even secular court without law is not allowed. Kamli, the Arabic has nothing to do with that at all. Nothing to do with that. The question was, smichas das. Forget about it. Don't.
But I think Yeshua states that he's saying that it's because it happens, meaning that really secular law happens to be the same result as Jewish
right.
law. Not that they're specifically saying we're using Jewish law.
Right, of course.
That brings back to the Hashem.
Right, okay, good. I'm on the fourth, end of the fourth wide line. I'm a little more bizarre, Lele, but Darke Agoyim, Mishpatayim, Chas, Shalom, La'am, Kodosh, Linokoch. The Kosh came out of Yosifu, Lachto, Lako, Nachosh, and Somek, and Mishenes, Conorotis, Zeva Osa, Ele, Mapil, Homo, Satoro, for Oke, Shorish, for Onof, Batoro, Miota, Tavak, and Shomani, Shkola, Somek, Bazer, Loma, Shavut, Mishan, Divin, Mahusa, Toa, the Gazlanu. We. Skipping a line. Ubichlal Oker Kodine Hatorah Ashlema. Ubalon Lucifer Kodesh. Habakudosh. Shechir Bulonu Rebbe, Vachar Rabin Ravashi. No. Yolamdo as Peneim Dine Agoyim. Yibnulahem Bamos Taluos, the base Midrase Agoyim. Cholila Loktekazos for Yisrael. Chas Visholem Shemetachar Hatorah Sakalayim. End quote. So there were those who say, if you ever apply secular law, you were going against the Rashba. So number one, the Rashba started off by talking about the case we went to a Goyisha court. Nowhere is it explicit in the Rashba that you cannot do this in a Jewish court. Nowhere. Number two, you get an impression that the whole issue is because you're copying the goyim. You can't copy the goyim. There are two problems. In this particular case, Yerusha, wish you learned last year that Tanai almost won't work. What do you mean, Kol Tanai Shem Rav Mekai? You wish there's an exception, writes the Rambam. Number two, this person wants the copy of the Goyim, just wants the money. What do we go in? What do we go in? Not only that, we spoke about this, if you recall, in a shiur last year, about changing inheritance, making a whole complicated shtar that should divide equally. We don't want a copy of the Goyim. We want there to be peace in the family, which is a legitimate goal. Let me ask you a question. A woman who wants equitable distribution of community property, she wants a copy of the Goyim? She wants a bigger piece of the pie. That's all. Here's my chiddush in 2 minutes. You tell me if you want to be right. Rashba only prohibited in a case where there was no condition. They made no condition. If we're going to say that every single case, even though no condition was made, you're going to still follow the Goyish law, you can burn all the sperm. You can burn all the sperm. But if we will say that in the absence of any condition, we will follow the Shulchan Aruch, only in cases where they made an explicit condition will we follow that condition, can't burn anything. You have to keep all your svarim for cases in which no condition was made. And even the Rashba, I believe, would say that it's acceptable. That's my big chiddush. What do you want to say, Yosef?
The big chiddush, Yosef. There's a question that you were...
Okay. But you know what I'm telling you? A chiddush nifla, I just told you. Number one, again, the Rashba at the beginning starts with a Goyish Accord. To be truthful and honest, the second half of the whole Shuvah doesn't talk about secular court, it talks about secular law. I have to be honest with you. But at the same time, he's referring to a case where no condition was made. So you're going to throw all the Svarim into the garbage, all Choshen Mishpat, because we're going to always follow whatever the minig is based on the secular law. That's not allowed. I agree, it's not allowed. But the two people in this particular case agree to have their differences settled by a Bezdin according to a particular secular law. Number one, they're not copying anybody. And number two, you're not burning any Svarim. So number three, I thought it should be Mutter. I don't think the Rashba was against it. But maybe I'm wrong. You have a whole, so your assignment for tomorrow is to see if you're through, you think my Pshat and Rashba is right. If you think I'm wrong, please let me know. Let me know, read it carefully. Number two, this is an assignment for, if you didn't take a copy, I'd take a copy of the Tchumen. I'll take Nisan to make copies of it. Tomorrow we're going to discuss Kiddush HaChodesh, Esper, Gemara, and Sanhedrin, Rambam's and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Ramban's there, and Rambam Hilchus, Kiddush HaChodesh, which is like Rosh Hashanah, the Gakana Bashir, as well as Sanhedrin. But I will also leave time any practical questions you have about Rosh Hashanah. That has first priority. That's halacha l'maaseh. That's the first priority tomorrow. 10:45, regular time tomorrow.